Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we talk with you to begin the show about quilting. It's a wonderful art. It not only does it produce lovely items, but it can be a social occasion. Maybe it's a way to pass cultural and family traditions from one generation to the next. And Nancy Zeman has done so much to promote it and to educate us about quilting and about sewing for many, many years. She's come into our homes as the host of Sewing with Nancy more than 30 years. Hard to believe, but she's been a companion and teacher for generations of sewers and quilters. Happy to have her with us today to talk about those three decades of programs, also to talk about sewing and quilting, answering your questions in those areas, as well as answering your questions about the upcoming Quilt Expo, and maybe having you share some of your own thoughts about Quilt Expos that you've experienced and the fun you've had doing it. Nancy, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back and to talk about the Quilting Expo, about Sewing with Nancy. Over 30 years with Sewing with Nancy, more than 20 years on public television.
Yes, yes. It's a long time.
Hey, do you sit back sometimes and wonder, where the heck did the time go?
I do. But you know what? I like going forward. So let's plan on doing that.
Oh, man. Well, what's changed?
What's changed in sewing? Oh, my technology. You know, just like anything in life, it's all electronic and computerized and where it was very mechanical back in the day.
Well, yeah, I remember the sewing machine that my mom had was when she pushed with her foot. My foot right now.
Treadle. It's called a treadle. Yeah.
Treadle. Mm-hmm. And she was pretty darn good with it.
Well, sure. The basic principle, needle, thread, fabric, you know, that doesn't change. But just like cars and anything electronic, it's all to the different version of making it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, just thinking about television and I'm thinking about radio. And
of
what
course.
From the 30 years. Oh, my goodness, what a sea change.
Yes, I have two-inch wide tapes of the first Sewing with Nancy programs, and now it's all digital.
Yeah, and it's hopefully you've got it digitized.
Yeah. No, those first ones I didn't want to digitize.
Oh, man, Nancy's even our guest today. Questions for her or comments, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. Or if you want, post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. That's the title of it, the Larry Mueller Show. You can post your questions or your comments there. And, you know, the Quilt Expo, that's grown.
Oh, we should have about 20,000 people there this year.
Why?
Yeah, it's in September 10th through the 12th at the Alliant Energy Center. And we take up the entire Alliant Energy Center.
That's a big building.
Yes, it's so exciting. And the quilts on display, I say this every year, but they're eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you may not appreciate how they're put together, people can appreciate just their beauty because they're amazing.
Yeah, it's not just the quilt. I mean, that's kind of, you're right, that's kind of the eye candy part of it, but there's so much other.
Well, it's a mecca for anything sewing and quilting. There'll be 190 vendors, so you can see the newest and greatest in what's available for tools, fabrics, and so forth. There'll be special exhibits, great classes. We have, oh my goodness, 120 one-hour classes that you can sit and sew. There are 30 different classes like that, hands-on workshops, free stage presentations. Education is just going to be at its paramount there.
Are you going to make a quilt this year again like has been done in past years?
Yes, we do a quilt to give. It's our fourth year in making the same style, but we kind of stick with it because that we make twin size quilts and we give them away at the end to shelters. And Enchanted Makeovers is a national shelter where this organization goes into a shelter, paints it, decorates it, makes it look inviting for people who are going through hard times, and then puts fresh twin size beds that we make, I mean, comforters that we make on the beds. And then in Madison, we give the other half to the domestic abuse intervention services days. So again, half the quilts go to either place. People can make them in advance, can sit and sew for half an hour, for 10 minutes.
Whatever.
Whatever. And there's a free pattern they can download online at quilttogive.com. It's been a... Last year we donated 21 bed quilts.
I always thought that was such a great idea. It's just the past 4 years now, you add it up. You've done quite a few quilts.
And they're not just... I mean, lap quilts are good, but when you need a new quilt for your bed and you have it and it's fresh and... It makes me feel good.
Well, it makes me feel good, too. We have, and I bet it might make Chris from Wisconsin Dells feel pretty good, too. Chris, hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning. I have a great quilt story. I used to buy and sell art and antiques, and I got invited by the executor of an estate to go through this garage full of boxes that were from the floor to the ceiling full of stuff. And there was nothing in the entire garage that was of interest to anyone, except there was a box full of 1 foot by 1 foot crazy quilt squares that were cut up men's ties from the 1940s. And the woman who was since deceased, who was part of this family, had lovingly, when her first husband died, cut up all of his ties and made these, he must have had a lot of ties, these 36 1 foot by 1 foot panels, and then she lovingly embroidered in different stitches all the way around every one of those little pieces of silk. And she never got to the point where she put them together. They were just stacked in a box. And I didn't pay for it. The woman who was the executive of the estate thought I was crazy for wanting the crazy quilt. And so she just gave it to me. And I have these. And I had been collecting ties from the 1940s for a long time, and I thought, well, I'm just going to make a big narrative panel for the middle of this thing and then put her squares around the outside of it. However, there's a caveat to this. My bag of ties was stolen in a very, very evil deed, and I don't have them. And so I thought that I would put the word out to anybody that's got a couple of Grandpa's 1940s ties, if they want to connect with me with your show, that maybe we could just do that connection, and then I would have my ties so I can finish the quilt, because I would really like to do this before I croak.
Well, I'm sure many people have these ties, and...
I'll tell you what we'll do. Sure, we'll Cheyenne will take your address or your email address offline, Chris, and then if there are people who have ties that they want to donate to you so that you can finish that quilt, we'll pass them on. We'll handle it that way. So just hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and... Then Cheyenne will be on and talk with you. So there we go. That's a great story.
It is. And really for her, I'm sure she's going to document who made the quilt. And
oh, sure.
You know, it's a history lesson.
Yeah, and it's a really cool thing that she's doing. Mm-hmm. And have you had quilts made out of ties before?
Sure. It's pretty common. And memory quilts. And it's great silk.
Well, sure. Why not?
Yes.
I should think about that for my own ties. I never wear, I think I've got a lot of ties, but I think I wear two.
Okay, I'm sure you can find someone then that can put them to good use.
We have more callers online. Join in at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Caller comment from Anne Marie in Chippewa Falls. She wanted to thank Nancy for promoting sewing in the state and for being such a great teacher and role model over the years on Wisconsin Public Television.
Well, thank you. How kind of you.
That's wonderful, and it's true as well, so that's good. We had a Facebook comment from Daniel, who says, a friend who makes you a quilt is not a friend. They are family.
Well put, Daniel.
With all the new technology and everything, is it easier to make a quilt?
Yes and no. It still takes time to sew that seam, and you can do more to it. There's embroidery you can add, and maybe it has more bells and whistles. But truth be told, it's still going to take about the same amount of time. And maybe if our great-grandmothers or grandmothers did it by hand. Many people today, we still have in our Judged and Jury show a category of hand-quilted, where they put all three layers together and hand-stitch. So
wow.
there's really no wrong way to quilt.
And, you know, mentioning the contest reminded me, mm-hmm. you've got quite a quilt competition that you should talk about at Expo.
Yes, there are 300 competition quilts, and it takes up 10,000 square feet. It's right in the middle of the Expo Center, and that's the art show to go to, and all from the continental United States. It's kind of lucrative to put your quilt in there because there are a total of $10,000 worth in cash prizes.
Wow.
So, and you can view... vote for the viewer's choice, so you too can participate in the quilt show. And then you can also go to special exhibits. We have almost 260 quilts from different exhibits, kids challenges. We have special modern quilts. We have something from the Wisconsin Quilt Museum called a yurt. You know, like the nomad yurts.
Oh, sure.
That have panels that's going to be on display. I mean, it's not a functioning yurt, but it has beautiful panels on it that have been made. There's just so much to see. You really have to go more than one day.
That's for sure. Well, Charlotte in Friendship has a comment. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings.
I'm excited because I've been sitting here listening to your show, and I have been quilting neckties right as we speak for the last hour and a half. However, I've been doing it for 20 years, and I was a former Singer sewing machine winner in the 50s. So I've been sewing all my life, and home economics was my profession. And I want you to know that I have been using the necktie now. My community knows me, and so therefore they give me, when their husbands die, they give me neckties and make them a memorial quilt or pillow out of the husband's neckties.
Well, if you have any extras, you can maybe share them with our previous caller.
Well, now I want to know how you won that Singer sewing machine.
Oh, that was making a dress and entering it in the Singer Sewing Contest, which was very famous in the 50s.
Oh.
A lot of teenagers were doing it, and I was one of them.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, thank you, Charlotte, for calling. Appreciate it. And, Nancy, you were big in competitions back in the you were a 4-H and
4-H,
whatnot. When
make
you were...
it yourself with wool contest. Yes, those were the two places where I did competition sewing.
So you know what she's talking about.
I do, yes.
Okay. Mary in Merrimack, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to say I worked at an assisted living facility for a while, mm-hmm. and there was a woman that lived there who had on her bed a quilt that was made out of her husband's shirts that her and her granddaughter had made. Her husband had died a year earlier, mm-hmm. and they had made this. And it was a beautiful quilt, and it just brought tears to your eyes when she told you, you know, where the material came from.
Oh.
Yes, very touching stories. And, you know, that's really the history of quilting in the United States, is using what was something else into a quilt, so mm-hmm. carrying on the tradition.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Mary, for sharing that. I appreciate that. And that's, gosh, what better, I guess, in so many ways, if you have a loved one who's mm-hmm. passed on, and then you've got their shirts as a quilt. We have, is there no end to the things that could be made? what's maybe one of the more unusual...
Well, there's a lot. There are recycled things. Repurposed, I think, is the more common term right now. But using fresh fabric is probably the most common thing you'll see. And that's where most of us see some new fabric line come out. And, oh, my.
You got to try it. All right. Talking today with Nancy Zeman, who is producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television. So we're talking with her about sewing and about quilting, and also about the Quilt Expo coming up September 10th through the 12th. Questions, call us at 800-642-1234. You can also post a question or comment on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show for that. I'm Larry Mueller. Cheyenne Lentz, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at 11:45 today, we're going to learn about Midwestern pioneer life with author Kathleen Ernst. She's got a new book out. It's called A Settler's Year, Pioneer Life Through the Seasons. It's a fun book, and I'm looking forward to talking with her. But also looking forward to continuing my conversation with Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public TV, talking with her about sewing, quilting, and the Quilt Expo coming up September 10th through the 12th. Join in again at 800-642-1234. Let's turn to Linda in Sheboygan next. Linda, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you, Nancy, so much for your encouragement through the years. I've listened to your program forever.
Thanks.
My question is, I love the garment sew. I really do. And
great.
It just seems like fewer and fewer and fewer people are doing it. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of word of encouragement you could give to those of us that still like to do that.
Well, if you like to do it, and I do as well, you know, keep on keeping on. And Linda, believe it or not, in the blog world, garment sewing is huge. The younger, you know, 20 to 30-year-olds are rediscovering sewing. And so it is becoming quite a trendy thing. So just consider yourself on the cutting edge.
Well, that might be a good idea. Do you know of any, I knit also, and I know of a knitting forum where you can ask questions. Oh. Do you know of a sewing forum?
Oh, yes, there are many. There are pattern forums, sewing forums. If you just Google that, you'll find more forums and sites than you thought were available.
Okay.
Yep. Excellent.
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda. Thanks a lot for calling. Monica, it's your turn from Cross Plains. Hi.
Hi. I didn't have a question. I just had a comment that I've recently retired. I'm looking forward to doing more quilting, and I'm definitely going to the show.
Oh. Well, great. We'll look forward to seeing you one of the 3 days, or maybe all 3 days, and you can... Are you going to take any classes, or are you just coming to look around?
Well, maybe take a class, but looking around for sure.
Okay.
And how do we sign up for classes, by the way, Nancy?
Yes, you can go to WIQuiltExpo.org, and sign up for classes. You can also sign up for the classes while you're at the event.
Mm-hmm.
But if classes are being filled, you might want to do it in advance.
Yeah.
And buy tickets in advance or get them at the door as well. And I think I'm going to mention the hours, Larry. Thursday and Friday, the 10th and the 11th, it's 9 to 6. And Friday, 9 to 5.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, go back. It's Thursday
and Friday, 9 a.m.
to 6 p.m. Okay.
And then Saturday, 9 a.m., and we close an hour early at 5.
Okay. All right. So 3 days and pretty full days then.
There are really full days. And in fact, on Thursday, we have a special evening event at 6 o'clock, and it's pre-Civil War quilts and the hidden codes and the freedom of the slaves through the Underground Railroad. And Dr. Clarice Boswell presents it from her family history point of view.
Oh, man,
yes.
Does that sound interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the kind of thing, if you've got one partner in the marriage who quilts and the other one doesn't, the other one could still get a lot out of going to...
Absolutely.
This whole expo.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Jan in Minnesota, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to just say to Nancy that I've really enjoyed her quilts. Have been an inspiration over the years.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
And I wanted to tell a story about when my husband's aunt and uncle went into nursing homes. We were going through their house, and I was going through a pile of blankets that somebody had thrown into a closet, and I found a quilt that my husband's grandmother had made in 1900 for her wedding, and it was all hand quilted. It was hand pieced, and it was in perfect condition. And I just want to caution people, beware when you go through estates that you watch out for things like that.
Yeah.
Hidden treasures.
Yeah.
Very
yes.
much so.
Absolutely.
But we were lucky we found it.
Yeah. And how do you, when you find something like that, what do you, what about keeping that, Nancy,
yes.
and how to save it and use it?
There's a special tissue paper that you can get, archival tissue paper that is free of chemicals that you mm-hmm. can wrap your quilt in, and also boxes that are the same. And it's a good idea for an antique quilt to refold it a couple times a year so the fold marks do not become permanent.
Oh.
So one time fold it in thirds, the next time fold it in fourths, roll it.
Oh, very good.
Uh-huh. And also, quilts can be appraised and their value. And we do have appraisals at the Quilt Expo, but you can have them done other times during the year. But what I like to do, what I enjoy about quilt appraisals is that the appraiser can make the quilt talk.
Ah.
They can tell you when, they can estimate when it was made.
Mm-hmm.
They can sometimes tell from the pattern that they use, the design that they use, the region or the fabrics. It's fascinating.
Very, mm-hmm. That would be a lot of fun. If you have a quilt that you don't
yes.
know the provenance
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm. So there, quilting is an ancient, not ancient, but an older art, but it has many modern is where I'd like to go next, Larry, because
yeah.
the modern quilting trend is strong and well.
And what is the modern trend? I mean,
there it's the same technique, but using fabric colorations, a lot of solids, and something called negative space, where the background becomes part of the design. So think of an Andy Warhol picture.
Yeah.
And you see the real contrast of yellows and reds in his designs. And the background is as important as the silhouette. And we're going to have an exhibit on modern quilting.
Oh.
And so the technique, they're very accomplished. You can be 85 and make a modern quilt. It's just using mm-hmm. a design that is maybe an old-time log cabin quilt, but done in fresh, bold colors.
Very interesting. Well, in terms of design, here we had a question from Carolyn Hudson, who said, I know that Nancy's used to make landscape wall hangings. I mm-hmm. wanted to know how she makes them, and does she still make them?
I still I love making landscape quilts. Yes, they're wall hangings. I'll do this with my friend Natalie Sewell, and I will be giving a presentation at the Quilt Expo on Friday on this topic. In fact, my marketing director drove down with me. She drove. I was putting on the bindings, hand sewing the binding on for a quilt that has to go on display. So yes, I do it. I make about two to three a year.
Oh man, and that is very cool. So when you say a landscape, well, it's literally a landscape.
Yes, literally,
right?
Yes. I take a photo, use that as the inspiration. I don't copy it exactly,
yeah,
but use it
course.
As a guideline.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television, and also talking with her about the Quilt Expo coming up September 10th through the 12th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mm-hmm. 9 to 6 on Thursday and Friday, and 9 to 5 on Saturday at the Dane County Expo Center, which is a huge building.
Yes.
Huge, and it's full.
At the Line Center. It certainly is. We have 190 vendors. So there's no lack of finding what's new. And they also have antique quilts, modern quilts. They have sewing machines and fabrics and notions and patterns and kits. And you
so if you're
it.
Looking for something...
From a beginner to an advanced, to an expert quilter, we have it there for you.
You mentioned, and before we go back to the phones, and again, you can join us by phone at 1-800-642-1234. I haven't heard from anybody who's been to the expo, and obviously there have been a lot listening who have been, so you've got a comment on that. I'd love to hear that, too. But I wanted to mention, you mentioned in passing the Kids Quilt Challenge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What? Now, these are kids who make the quilts?
Yeah, they're wall-hanging size quilts, and it's for boys and girls 15 years and younger.
Okay.
And we have prizes for them as well, and they're on display It's quite remarkable what they can do. From a 6-year-old to a 14-year-old, there's a lot of talent.
6-year-old?
Yes. We've had very young kids make things. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is... What about... I know there's a lot of things you can purchase. Can you purchase a quilt?
Yes, there is a vendor that has antique quilts, but I don't think... I think that's, if I recall correctly, that's what you'll be able to buy there. But maybe it's... I don't think there are too many freshly made quilts that you can buy, but...
But there are some antiques out there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reed in Clintonville, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes, good morning, folks. Listening to you, I was wondering whether or not there are many men quilters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know years ago, my wife and I used to quilt. Well, my wife, Pat, quilted at least 13 stitches to the inch hand quilting. And I manufactured quilt frames and used to sell them all over. But I did also design and sew quilt tops.
Mm-hmm.
I pieced mine on the machine, where sometimes Pat would piece by hand. But also a question here concerning people that are looking at quilts. If you bring one in, would those folks also be interested in looking at and as a addition to the quilt show coverlets or not? And I think that's about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Reed, to answer your last question, I think it's mainly quilts that they're interested in appraising. And as far as you're not going to be alone there, there are guys, and Bill Kerr is a modern quilter. He's going to be having a special exhibit of 17 of his modern quilts that he does with his wife, Weeks Ringle. There are many guys that quilt. Maybe not as the proportion, of course, more women than men,
sure.
but keep up because you're not alone.
And in terms of the competition itself, I mean, is that, how do you, you had to have entered that competition much
yes,
earlier.
Yes, exactly. Oh, months earlier. There are forms online, there will be forms online for next year's, as soon as this event is over. So you have to send in photos. It's judged and juried by certified judges.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then they will be judged on site on Wednesday, the day before it opens, so that they can...
Oh, so the prizes will already
yes,
be...
Yes, right. Except for the viewer's choice, and that will be awarded Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. So you need to have some photos, but then from there, there may be... You may or may not be selected, your
Correct.
Quilt.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa in Green Bay, it's your turn next. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Larry. I have a question... I have an antique quilt that my grandmother made,
mm-hmm.
And she hand-embroidered, it's gorgeous, by the way, the birds of all 50 states on this quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it displayed in a bedroom, but there is some, you know, there's a few stains and things on it. It is batted, and I want to know the best way to get this cleaned because I don't want it to get ruined through dry cleaning or washing.
Yes.
So,
you know,
that's my question.
Yeah, Lisa, I am not the best person to give the advice on it. So, but I will give you some basic information, and that is, I would air it out, put it on a clothesline, put it on a, just to get the air going through it, and then. You can check online for the best ways to clean quilts. Probably dry cleaning would not be on that list.
No.
And you may just want to live with some of the spots just because of the antiquity of the fabrics. One person recommended that they put a sheet on during the summer on the lawn, put their quilt on top of the sheet, and just let the sun bleach it out a little bit. But, you know, you're not going to have it out there all day. It's just maybe for the sun to cause some cleaning purposes. Less is best.
Less is best. There you go, Lisa. You wish that you could, have something, but it's...
As long as you have it on display, I mean, that's what the person who made it would like it to be, is on display rather than in a box. So I'm glad she has it on display.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Lisa. Bob in Appleton, your turn next. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I have, Nancy, and I've watched your show many, many times, is my wife and I are looking for a basic sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, my youngest daughter, is an accomplished sewer, and she's won multiple competitions for cosplay, and she designs all her own costumes and everything. But the stuff she's got is she won't let me touch her sewing machine, and I'm just looking for one to hem up my pants.
Sure.
Yeah, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend going to your local dealer and telling him or her exactly what you told me.
Yeah.
And take along a pair of pants that you would like to hem, and they can recommend the best basic sewing machine for you. I like to say buy locally, where you can get a lesson, where they mm-hmm. service the machine,
right?
And they can help you through the process. If you say this is what I want to do, A, B, and C, they can guide you to give you several options. Then you can make the choice.
Yeah, okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I know where I can get the lesson from. I'll just have my daughter teach me.
Sometimes, Bob, it's better to be to go with the store.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Nancy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Bob, for calling. Yeah, I know exactly. I play some golf, but my daughter is getting golf lessons from someone else.
Yes.
Not from me.
Yes, exactly.
Maureen in Eau Claire, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry and Nancy. I came to quilting late after I retired from being an art teacher. I was, I have no idea why I got into it, but I did. And I have no basic skill, but I taught myself through books and things. My direction has been the modern quilt, and I love the log cabin because I do it kind of kiddywampus.
Sure.
And I'm seduced by the fabric and the color. But those little basic things and terms, I probably should learn. I used to tell my art students that once you know the art rules, then you can break them. And I'm breaking rules I don't know.
It's perfectly legitimate to break rules, Maureen. But you can take classes on basic quilting steps, and
okay.
That might be something, whether you come to the Quilt Expo or take a class locally, just quilting basics so that you know the proper way to bind or the square block.
Yeah, I have trouble matching corners, but I'm pretty good at binding.
Okay, well, matching corners, there's a trick to that, and you may want to take a hands-on class for that, because
okay.
I think there's nothing better than having an expert stand over your shoulder and say, here you go, Maureen, do this little tip here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And there might be some of those classes at the expo?
Yes, I am frantically going through the list right now.
Of which there is a big list.
There's 126 classes, so I'm
trying. Wow, I can go online and
you
check.
Can. You certainly at wiquiltexpo.org. And you can find,
wonderful.
And there'll be little descriptions,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find exactly the class that will meet your needs.
Oh, wonderful. I'm very excited about
great.
It.
Great. I hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maureen. That's sounds like the perfect place for Maureen to
it does.
Come to Madison for the weekend and actually for the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Come on Thursday and stay Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and you're going to get lots of great information. In the meantime, let's turn to Bonita in Muscadet.
In the meantime, I better say wiquiltexpo.com. I said .org.
Oh,
excuse me, .com.
All right, .com. Now we'll go to Bonita.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have attended the Quilt Expo many times.
Mm-hmm.
Not every year, but probably half of the years that it's been there. I just advise everybody to take a full pocket of money. You think you got a budget, but it goes out the door just as soon as you walk in the door. It's well worth your time, your travel, your effort. My question, though, is Thursday night, the program, how late will that go? It starts at 6, the special talk.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for the praise, Bonita. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Bonita. We had Lorraine from Portage had a Oh, she had a comment. She says, I'm thrilled to say that I have a challenge quilt accepted at the expo this year. And wanting you to talk about the criteria for having quilts challenged and otherwise accepted.
Well, there are 10 different categories in the quilt, in the competition quilts. And the rules are online as well as in a brochure, but it can be a bed quilt, a wall hanging, an art quilt, pictorial. And it should give you all the criteria there, the sizes, the limitations that you need to have the fabric be in, and how it's stitched or sewn. So there are just too many criteria to go over those, but they are written down.
They're written down, and they're online.
Yes, absolutely.
We had an email question from Ann in Milwaukee. She said, I'd like to find a home for an old wooden quilting frame and stand that belonged to my great aunt. Would contacting the local quilt guild be a good starting point?
Absolutely. There are so many quilt guilds, and that would be a wonderful way of getting the word out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a Facebook comment from Diane. Thank you so very much to Nancy for teaching me via TV for all these years. I've been a regular visitor to the Quilt Expo. Excited to be going back this year. Everything about the expo beckons me. The shopping, the beautiful quilts made by amazing artists, the informative classes, the camaraderie with other quilters, and the learning and inspiration that abounds.
My goodness.
Why? That's a perfect way to wind up our conversation here. But just to reiterate, Nancy, again, the dates and the times and so forth.
It's at the Line Energy Center, September 10 through 12, Thursday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and it's wiquiltexpo.com.
Oh, and just this, and the entry at charge for, I forget the cost. What is it? It's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Daily charge is at $9 at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's money best spent.
Oh, absolutely. Nancy Zeman, our guest, is always great to have her stop by and talk with us. She is obviously producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television. And has obviously been working on this Quilt Expo for a long, long time. And it's going to be another great one.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it very much. Coming up, we're going to switch gears a bit and talk with you about a new book that's out. It's called A Settler's Year, Pioneer Life Through the Seasons, and my old friend Kathleen Ernst is the author, and she's with me in the studio to talk with me and with you all about it. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.